MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, with the National Health Insurance Act now signed into law but under intense legal scrutiny, there are growing fears, I think, that we're heading into reform without consensus, clarity, or even the cash to back it. At the same time, more people than ever are falling through the cracks of a system, straining under inequality, underinvestment, and political uncertainty. So the question is, how do we move forward? What is real inclusive reform going to look like? And how do you build partnership that doesn't just talk but delivers? And someone at the center of this debate and ahead of an important conference on the topic is Dr. Katlego Moturi, who's Managing Director of the Board of Healthcare Funders. Dr. Moturi, a very warm welcome to you. And are you concerned that all this talk about reform is heading too quickly in the wrong direction?
We are very concerned, Jeremy. Firstly, we need to have done this yesterday. We are already on the back foot. All the markers to measure health outcomes are against us. We've seen recent reports from the World Health Organization that none, if at any of the countries that have signed up for universal health coverage, would achieve the 2030 target. So we should be moving fast, but in the right direction. And I think the challenge is we are not having the right sort of discussions. We are not considering the right sort of advice, because most of the things that you've spoken about have been considered in one way or another. But as we've seen now also with the NHI Act, a lot of input went into it, and most of it was not considered.
Do you think we're at something of a nexus point now where it's too late to affect any kind of progressive U-turn?
No, I think it is still possible. Maybe the legislative process is a bit hamstrung, firstly because the bill in its current form we think is not the right sort of tool and the stage where it's at. But I think, as we've seen, we've got other tools. We've seen recently with the intervention around the VAT increase, the courts were able to intervene and we came to some sort of corrective measure. So it is not too late for us to have these dialogues. It is not too late to consider the input from all stakeholders. And unfortunately, we many times talk past each other. Maybe the so-called ideologies interfere in terms of us looking at the technical requirements of what needs to be done. But we can still have the necessary dialogue and correct.
You talk about the importance then of those decisions. Are you still engaging with government in any respect? And are you sensing, in spite of the ideologies that you have referenced, there is still something of a willingness to listen?
There was an attempt at dialogue, I think it's about a few months ago, but those efforts have been abandoned because a number of the organizations submitted those inputs that the president had asked for. And as we are told, they are still sitting on the desk of the Ministry of Health. And that's why you've seen organizations that had initially not entertained the legal route have subsequently resorted to the court. So we are not having any dialogue, meaningful or otherwise, at the moment.
Have you or has your organization lost confidence in the health minister?
I think since the reappointment, haven't had a lot of engagement. And I think he came in already on the back foot. We understand that the government is grappling with the reconfigured structure. I don't think they have quite found their place. I still think that with the necessary dialogues, and I want to go back to the issue of the ideologies, sometimes we allow that to interfere with what needs to be done. And I can't remember, one of the former presidents was talking about rhetoric that and ideology, that the population will not feed or benefit from rhetoric. They actually want actual results. And I think we need to put a lot of these things that stop us from having meaningful discussions and just look at what needs to be done. I think the roadmap is there. There are countries and entities that have walked this path before. We've seen their errors and even their failures. We can learn from that. And we have enough expertise in this country, and even our own experience, whether you're talking public or private, to be able to craft something workable from those.
But very difficult, I imagine, to change entrenched ideology, and that's always going to hamstring you.
Yeah, it is. And as we fully subscribe to what the WHO advises in terms of setting up the right pillars for healthcare, one of those is leadership and governance. That's where it should actually start. We need to make sure that we have the right leadership, the right governance structures, and those who advise the leadership should have the requisite expertise.
Let me ask you one final question. As you're well aware, and you referenced this earlier, the High Court has now ordered the President to release the decision-making records for signing the NHI into law. What are you expecting that this record is going to reveal?
We expecting the record would show that there was a lot of input that the President should have considered to not sign the bill. We are aware of the many submissions that our organizations made, and most of these inputs that we are aware of were against the president going forward. So we want to be able to demonstrate that the bill and actually the process that entertained its passage was irregular and should actually be sent back. And by seeing that there was irrationality in the decision-making process, that the leadership did not fulfill its mandate and actually veered from their constitutional responsibility.
Dr. Katlego Mothudi, thank you very much indeed. Strong words there, Managing Director of the Board of Healthcare Funders.